This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
Well, it's time, man, to get registered. We had Greg David talking about it yesterday right here on Kelly and Company, but it's time to get registered for AMI's first ever online event, AMI Connect, starting at noon Eastern on June 3rd. You'll be able to interact and ask questions of folks from across the AMI family of programs, learn about new shows that are coming to AMI. Everyone who attends a session will be entered into a random draw for prizes. Register before May 20th, and you'll be entered into a draw to win an Apple Watch. Register now for this free event at ami.ca/vfairs.com. Ramya Muth and Kelly McDonald, hosts of the program.
Once a month on a Thursday, the first Thursday of the month, we like to check in with our friends from CNIB Smart Life. They're always giving us some great updates. And today we're talking to Jessica Hipp, and she's the COO for WayAround. And we're learning about the WayAround accessible labeling system, as well as the new partnership with CNIB Smart Life. So we're happy to have you on the show, Jessica. How's it going?
It's going great. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Well, tell us a little bit about WayAround for people who may not be aware and how it works.
Sure. So WayAround is an accessible labeling system that works with your smartphone. And I say labeling system because that'll get you in the ballpark, but it's really a whole lot more than that. So there's two things that you need. It does work with your smartphone, either iOS or Android, and there's a free app called WayAround Tag and Scan. And then the other thing you need are the labels, which we call way tags, and they come as stickers, buttons, magnets, and clips. They all work exactly the same. You just choose a way tag based on what you're trying to label. And then you can use the mobile app with your smartphone to add information, both identification information, as well as other important information like washing instructions or how to use something, expiration dates, that type of thing.
Excellent. Well, what kinds of things would you say are the most used to label? And I'm sure the gamut's pretty wide.
It is. You know, a lot of people start with clothing. Our buttons are completely waterproof, so you can put them through the washing machine. We have two different styles, one that you sew in and the other that you can safety pin in. And usually once people label their clothing, they can add so much more information. I have people who even, you know, match outfits, put their, you know, jewelry and lipstick choices for outfits. So you can get really detailed if that's your thing. But then once you get the hang of it, people label all sorts of things. We have a very extensive community of gardeners who are using WayAround to label their plants. They almost use it like a gardening journal. Knitters, crocheters, crafters love WayAround. There's a blind automotive mechanic who's tagged his tools with WayAround, a brewer, all sorts of people. And I think hobbies are one of the great things that WayAround can be really flexible to allow you to add that type of information that might not be possible with other labeling systems.
I love that, especially when you talk about things like tools or something that you've got to go and find and that vicinity. If you have a shop, trying to find things or a place that you tend to do your knitting and things like that, but you've got copious amounts of stuff that you're working on or things that you need to do it, it's a very handy way. How close do you have to be as you read it or, you know, when you search it out?
So it's about an inch away. And so I just tell people, go ahead and touch your phone to the tag.
Right.
So if you're trying to find something because it's lost in the corner of your house, WayAround isn't going to be able to help you with that. But if you have, you know, 15 different tools and each of them are for something slightly different and you can't necessarily tell them apart by touch, or with yarn, you need to know the exact color or dye lot or something like that. WayAround, because you have to get so close to the item, you're going to know that you're getting the information for exactly that specific thing, not the thing that happens to be right next to it.
Right, right. Which is important when you talk about things and maybe just that slight different size of something that you need, and whether it's a tool or something. Excellent.
I also love that there's kind of the temporary feel Oh, go ahead, Jessica.
No, please go ahead.
I was just going to say, I love that there's the temporary feel, like if you wanted to just attach and then and move the tag around, I'm assuming you can do that versus you need it sewed right in, you know, for things that are more long-term.
Exactly. So all of the tags, you can rewrite them, you can edit, you know, you can go back and add more information or you can fix typos. Or like you said, you could just move it to a completely different item. If you finish that skein of yarn and now you're done with that project, you can put it on a new skein of yarn, or you could put it out in the garden and just rewrite all of the information.
Hmm. Is it, so just to clarify, it's not voice recorded or anything like that. It's all text.
It's all text. So if you can write an email or a text message, you can get the information into Way Around. So whatever you like to do, if you like to use your phone keyboard or if you have a Bluetooth keyboard that connects to your phone, that's fine. Most people end up using the dictate function. If you're a voiceover user, it's just that two-finger double tap, and you can speak into it and it'll record, you know, put your voice into text.
Amazing. Now, what about, you know, somebody has that Braille display, you find it, you can read all that information. I'd imagine it would come up that way if you had it either linked up to your smart, well, you'd have to have it linked up to your smart device, and that would be that way of having that extra information in front of you if you needed it, preferred it that way.
That's right. So whatever accessibility settings or additional tools that you use with your smart device, Way Around is going to adapt to that. So if you have low vision or color blindness and you have an inverted color scheme, or if you have larger font, the information will present that way.
Nice.
If you're someone who uses VoiceOver or TalkBack, you'll hear it audibly. And then it does work with a refreshable Braille display. And in fact, a lot of our customers, we have several who are deafblind. So it works for a wide range of people, and it's great for anyone who has a degenerative condition that maybe you're just using some of those low vision features right now, but you're expecting that at some point you might learn VoiceOver. You're not going to have to change systems. Just learn those features on your smartphone. It's going to help you with all the other things on your smartphone, and Way Around will automatically adapt to it.
How many characters, or like how big of the field can you fill out with details for your tags?
You can put as much as you want. So there's two different parts to Way Around. The first piece is the description, and that's a text box. It's really what it's identifying information for the item. So you can put just a word, a phrase. You can even put several paragraphs in there, but that is what you're going to hear or see when you first scan a tag. So I encourage people to really put enough information in there to make sure you can fully identify an item. But then we have details also, and we have several different categories like cleaning supplies, clothing, groceries, that have some predefined fields that would go with those different categories. But you can also add any other detail that you want. And you can add an unlimited number of details. So I mentioned earlier, the gardeners almost use Way Around like a gardening journal. Every time you fertilize or water, you can just edit your Way tag, add another detail saying, this is the fertilizer blend I used, or I had, you know, this much time passed between, you know, watering, or record dates. And so, you know, you might get to the end of a gardening season and have, you know, 100 or 200 details that you've added, and you could really go back through and look at everything you've done and see what's worked and what you might want to do again for the next season.
Wow. Washing details or something like that. Is there a way that, you know, if you're in that case, the person dealing with the garden or whatever it might be, they're not specifically looking at an item, but using their smart device, they don't have to be near the item to go back and look through that information that we're talking about. Do they pull that information while sitting there at the dining room table and say, let me check what I added in the garden today pertaining this or that particular plant.
Yeah. So you need to have the tag with you, and we are working on a web portal where at some point you'll be able to log onto your computer from anywhere and look through all of your information. That's not available yet, but you know, if you got to the end of the gardening season and you had taken all the tags off of your plants, you could just have them all on your kitchen table and scan right. through and, you know, compare that information.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good. And then that would be something that with the portal that'll allow a different access or that kind of access. Very good.
Exactly. So it would allow you to access the information remotely and also edit it remotely. If that's, you know, sometimes we get people who have friends or family members who live further away that if they logged into their account, they could help edit things. And people have had all sorts of creative ideas about what they'll do once that's available.
Awesome. Can we talk about the new partnership with the CNIB?
Yeah, definitely. So we have been working with the Smart Life crew, and they have Way Around. We've done some trainings with the staff, and they have Way Around at some of the demo centers, and they're also carrying Way Around in the store. I mentioned earlier the app is free, so the only thing you buy are the tags, those stickers, magnets, buttons, and clips. And you can purchase them. We have a starter pack and a sampler pack that give you some of each of the different tags, and that's a great place to start. Most people end up liking two or three of the different styles of Way tags, and then you can buy any of the tags in a pack of 25, and the CNIB staff can help you figure out which tag to use to tag which type of thing. I like to say we've never found something that can't be tagged with Way Around. There, we can make a Way tag work.
Wow. And I'm assuming weather doesn't matter either, but what I would really think would be kind of cool for you guys is that feedback when you keep continuously hearing from people the different things they're using it for.
Exactly. Both of our founders have vision loss. Darwin is low vision and Armand has basically no vision. And so they do a lot of testing before we ever release something, but we do have a very dedicated community of users, and we love hearing feedback about how people are using Way Around. And a lot of the ideas, especially in our latest release, are things, pieces of feedback that we've heard from people saying, gosh, I wish I could do this, or I'm using it in this way, and wouldn't it be cool if you could add this? So we have community forums. We have our email address on our website. And people, we love hearing from people. So please get in touch if you do have an idea.
The forums would be where I go, Jessica. Honestly, like as soon as you get a tag or you're looking into it, that would be the place to kind of check where, like you've been giving us all this information like that, seeing how other people are using these tags. And it does seem like the possibilities are pretty endless, especially because of the weather, the waterproof and the different types that are out there for people. And just the flexibility of using it as a tag for, you know, I need to know which jar is this again, but also when you're out there in the garden to use it as a journal or to use it as a progress tracking thing where you can just say, okay, here's all this information. Are you able to take that info and put it elsewhere when you're done with it? Like copy this stuff out of the tag? I'm assuming so, right? It's just text fields.
Exactly. And that's part of the advantage of doing it text fields. You can copy and paste. You can also even have a URL if you want to link to a training video or something. You know, I know knitters sometimes have online patterns or that type of thing. So you could even save the URL right to the Way tag, clickable phone numbers, email addresses. So the smartphone has a lot of advantages, even outside of all the accessibility settings that are so wonderful, just because they're powerful little machines that we all carry around in our pockets.
No kidding. Well, thank you so much for giving us this info. Quickly before you go, can you give us a link or where we can go for more information on the Way Around tags?
Sure. Our website is wayaround.com, and you can find our email address and lots of other information there. We have a great blog, and I'd also encourage you to check out our YouTube channel. If you search for Way Around, you'll find it. We have tons of great videos there about how you can get started.
Amazing. Well, appreciate it. Appreciate you coming on the show and hope to chat with you soon.
Thank you so much.
We were speaking with Jessica Hipp and about Way Around because there's a lot of stuff going on. It's great technology. And also they have their partnership with CNIB Smart Life.
I absolutely love hearing some of these things people would be using it for because I'm just not even that creative. I need someone to say, well, you could do this.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness. I never thought
of that. The forums.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really wonderful. We'll take a break. It's Thursday, so that means time for the Kelly and Company Thursday Roundtable. And today our guest is Laura Bain, AMI TV reporter from Halifax. She'll be joining us after this upcoming break right here on Kelly and Company.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.